G'day, Reece Dan here, and welcome to episode 50 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And in this quick episode, I just want to touch on something that I put on social media a little while ago, and it was a couple of tips, or one main tip to improve your 3.2K webbing run. And that was to practice it by running initially with just the rifle, all right, or a substitute rifle, okay? And the reason why is that, well, one of the reasons why 3.2 is so difficult is because you're carrying that rifle at the trail, meaning beside you. Most people carry it beside you. Some people carry it in front of their chest with both arms. Most people carry it at the trail, so beside you, running down beside your body, near your legs. And when you do that, it really changes your, or it affects your running gait. So you can't, because you're not using your arms in the natural running motion. All right. So a good way to do that, and I actually never did this. I was told by another commando mate of mine, probably last year, I think it was. He told me this tip, or he put it in my indefatigable group, for guys to try that. So rather than, or before you're adding weight, you know, because you've got to have 8 or so, 9 kilos in your webbing, but before you do that, just try getting used to running with the rifle, all right, and getting used to and seeing how that affects your running gait. So that's a really cool idea or tip. So that's what you might want to try. So running with the rifle first before you then start adding weight. Now, when you start adding weight, because you've got all your pouches, number of different pouches, probably 5 or so pouches, depending on how you set it up, but 5 minimal pouches is sort of the standard. What I used to do personally is I'd have all my weight at the back. So I used to have all my weight at the back, in my back, probably the back pouch, or spread across maybe the 3 pouches. Your webbing wants to be lifted off your hips, so it's quite high. So if you got your webbing the weight in the back pouches of your webbing, it's going to be in the sort of small of your back. And what I found personally was that that was the best way for running, because the weight is all the way in the back, in the small of your back, and it's less effect on your running. If you have your weight around your hips or around the front of the pouches, it's a little bit further out from your body, that weight, and it's a little bit more awkward and probably a little bit more inefficient. The other thing about that is if you've got your weight on the side pouches on your hips, then when you've got your arm trailing, carrying that rifle, then because the weight is in the pouches, that pushes your arm further outside your body, okay? Further away from your body. And again, that's going to make it more efficient. If you've got the weight all the way at the back pouches, then your pouches on the side can collapse and you can bring your arm really nice and close to your body and make it as efficient as possible, all right? So there's some really good tips there. The other things you'll consider is your boots, okay? There's a number of different boots you can wear now. You can get some, there's some pretty good lightweight boots that are ADF approved. So you probably want to wear those for the 3.2, and then you probably want to change them out when you're doing your longer pack marches, all right? So just to summarize quickly for that 3.2, practice it running with just the bar or the substitute rifle or rifle if you're on base. Before you start adding weight. When you add weight, try to distribute the weight in different ways, okay? Vary that, see which one works for you. I like to put it all the way at the back and in my lower back there, so it wasn't on the side pouches and I can keep my arm nice and close to my body. You want to get your webbing all the way off your hips, so you want to have the ability to clip it up nice and quick and then unclip it so that it's back down on your waist for when you do the pack march. And the other thing is you could try a couple of different pairs of boots and get the lightweight boots for the 3.2 and then switch out for the pack march. All right, that's it for this episode, episode 50. We got to episode 50. I wanted to thank everyone so far that, you know, has listened to these podcasts and supported the podcast and supported me and Operator Edge in general. And if you're going for selection, make sure you hit me up, okay? Check out operatoredge.com/selection. There's a number of different resources there. You're probably aware, because I bang on about it, I have my indefatigable selection prep course to help guys prepare, or to help guys and girls prepare for selection. So hit me up if you want to talk about that. We can get on the phone and have a chat. Email me, Reece, R-H-Y-S, Reece@operatoredge.com, or hit me up on socials, Reece_Dowden on Instagram is probably the best. Again, thanks everyone for all your support. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next one. Thanks.